Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, and welcome back to the other stories. My name is Luke, and I am your Luke of this evening, morning, middle of the day, whenever you're listening to this. So, it's my job every month to pop in and say goodbye to the previous theme and welcome the next theme. And this month we're welcoming in the theme of Trophy Hunter. You know, I've had my experiences with trophies before. I've got a couple of bowling trophies, a football trophy. I don't think that was for winning anything, mind. It was just a participation trophy, I think. But still, I participated and I won that trophy fair and square. So, this month we have some cracking stories, some new writers, actually plenty of new writers. Dean Grondo, Vanessa Watson, David Ray, and Michael H. Hansen and Novel Saeed, all new to the other stories. And we've got a returning writer in Ian J. Middleton. It's lovely to have you back, Ian. We've got stories about white monkeys, about people losing parts of their bodies. I won't go into any more detail than that. We've got ghost stories, photography stories. We've got all sorts of stories this month, and I'm sure you'll get a lot out of them. But I've got to say, if you are a writer yourself, then you need to get involved, because we are currently looking for new stories for the show. If you head over to www.hawkandcleaver.com/submissions, you'll see all of the details there. But we recently just held a big theme vote for the show, so everyone in the Facebook group got involved and they voted for their favorite themes. They've put in the coordinates where the show will go over the next few months, and we just now have to follow them. So we've got volume 55 will be alternative reality, volume 56 something left on the doorstep, volume 57 ghost ships, volume 58 immortality, volume 59 underwater, or volume 60 the dark web. There's some great themes there that you can get your teeth into if you're a writer. So yeah, don't be scared. It's about 2,000 words. It should take you an afternoon or an evening to get a first draft down. Maybe a little bit longer to do some edits or get some, you know, idea generation and that kind of thing. Don't be scared. Get your stories in. We want to read them and we want to put them on the show. Once again, that's hawkandcleaver.com/submissions. You know, I was checking my emails the other day, which I want to do, and I saw an email in from a certain Sarah Sartalomna. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name there, Sarah, but it's a very lovely email, and I just wanted to read it out here for our listeners. Have been gluttonously listening to your podcast. Finding it has been like finding a unicorn in my sock drawer. Thank you. No, thank you, Sarah. often look for unicorns in my sock drawer. Very rarely do I find them. I might find a pony, but no unicorns. Thanks very much. If you want to get in touch, feel free to email into the show. I think there's a contact form on the website, hawkandcleaver.com, or just tweet us, Facebook us, whatever, and let us know if you want us to read it out in the show, and we will do it. We will do it. I've just done it. Also, over on the Patreon, we have two brand new patrons, Jay Uthia, who also has a story on the show. His story, Temps, is now available, only exclusively for patrons. So Jay, you'll be able to listen to your own story. That's great. Also, Barbara Esposito, thank you so much, guys. Just FYI, all of the patrons are going to get access to three of our new books that we are putting out through the other stories. We are putting out a best of collection. We're putting together the best, the fan favorite and our favorite stories from the Other Stories podcast into one beautiful ebook, and also paperback, and we're looking at hardback as well. But if you want to read the ebook before everyone else, get in on the ground floor, as it were, become a patron. On top of that, we have two non-fiction books, so if you're looking to become a podcaster or become a writer or some sort of creative, then these books are for you. We've got 1 to 5 million, which is a podcast memoir detailing my own journey for the last 10 years of making podcasts, going from zero downloads, well, one download, to 5 million, which we did recently. And Daniel Wilcox is bringing out Collaboration for Authors, which is a book all about collaborating with authors. So if you're going to co-write a novel, co-write a short story, co-write a comic book, co-make a cake, whatever, if you want to collaborate on it, Dan Wilcox has got you covered. So there's three books coming out very shortly, and if you want to read them before everyone else and get your names in the books, then become a patron over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. Speaking of writers, we are still doing flash fiction contests, which are around 500 words. The way it works, it's in our Facebook group. Our lovely Facebook moderator, Joshua Boucher, provides us with producers. I don't know where he gets these images from. He gives us a creepy image from his private collection. I imagine he has them in his wallet. He has these sort of creepy images of creepy faces or dead things or angry squirrels or something. Anyway, he provides us with these, with an image, and then it's up to you guys to write about 500 words, a short flash fiction story inspired by that picture. Those stories will then get entered into a battle royale of sorts, and will get voted by the readers, and the winner gets read out on the podcast. This in the on the theme of trophy hunters, this is kind of a trophy, I guess. Okay, but anyway, the winner of this flash fiction contest was Christopher Bishop with his story Imaginary Friend. There was definitely something down there. I could hear it through the walls and smell it through the vents. The smell was strangely sweet and tangy, but twisted towards a bitter. My palate is exceptional. I'm a bartender, a mixologist, really. It smelled like Malort tastes, horrific yet engaging at the same time. What? No, sorry. For the first few weeks, that was my relationship with it. An assortment of sensory input easily debunked and put away for later analysis. I started talking to it in the dead of night after everyone was asleep. I wish I hadn't. I thought it wasn't real. It was my imaginary friend. I thought in the way you're taught that these things don't happen. The smells and sounds can be easily debunked, the glimpse out of the corner of your eyes just misfiring neurons. Hindsight is 20/20. It started small. Claw marks in the bathroom, a dead mouse or a squirrel on the stairs leading down. It escalated. I would see him watching me while I was asleep. Hypnopompic state. Sleep paralysis, like an incubus. I think that might have been. Oh, yeah. I can talk about that. Gretchen Florent Amalda was my mother-in-law. I would say we were on good terms. Normal relationship. We didn't see eye to eye on everything. She was resentful that I took her daughter across the country, and it was strained for a while, but she started to see the benefit. I must have said something. Then we heard a crash in the basement. The washer and dryer are down there, and she insisted on doing chores when she visited. Well, you know, she died down there. Medical examiner said it was a puma. like a mountain lion. I gotta tell you, I can still see what it did to her chest, like a frog or a fetal pig in biology class. Just, whoa. Can I have a minute? I'm here, I guess, because, well, it happened again, didn't it? It didn't stay in the basement. I thought that was a rule. We established that clear boundary. After I caught him upstairs, I put my foot down. I was firm. He didn't listen, and when I found her head in there... Sorry, I don't really want to say that. So I found her head in a crock pot, and it had apparently been on for a few days. Her body was posed in the bed like, well, it wasn't flattering. I was out of town, we had argued. I didn't say anything like that, though. I want to be clear, I didn't say I wanted her dead, which was the mistake I made with Gretchen. I think he was just doing what he thought I wanted, because when I got home, he was at the bottom of the stairs, just smiling up at me, like a little kid. Once again, that was Imaginary Friend, written by Christopher Bishop. Thanks very much for that story, Christopher. That was very, very tasty. And I kind of want to drink a cocktail now. I'm a fan of an old-fashioned myself. Or a beer. Just a standard beer is good for me. Okay, so also going to tell you guys, we have a new podcast out there in the world right now. The Next Level Authors Podcast. Hosted by our very own Daniel Wilcox and author Sasha Black. Hosted by two best-selling authors. The Next Level Authors Podcast is a show for creative achievers who are looking to level up their author businesses. So come along for the ride, hold each other to account, and take active steps to reach the next level. It's a brand new podcast out there. I think there's 5 or 6 episodes out there already. So go search for it in your favorite podcast app if you're a writer or someone looking to get into or start their own author business. All I have to say is look out for trophies. They're all about, and they're hunting you. They're hunting you right now.
Run away!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.